This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Sean Tanis from the News Desk is joining us for our market wrap. Some good news in terms of climate initiatives. The Malaysian Green Technology Climate Change Centre has actually signed a deal to roll out 100 electric buses nationwide. What's going on?
Yeah, so the deal is basically to accelerate our public transport system's transition to a low carbon network and green technology. And this will be done through foreign direct investment to speed up the process. So MGCC has now signed a deal with Malaya Green Builder Energy of KC Energy, and they are from Taiwan. They specialize in mobility solutions. So these 100 electric buses will be rolled out in the next few years and are expected to lower the carbon footprint of our cities, because globally cities are responsible for up to 70% of greenhouse gas emissions. And the transport sector is a major contributor to this. So the long-term aim is to make electric buses mainstream, not just to reduce emissions, but also to improve air quality in cities.
Do we know what they look like? Do they look like the iconic minibuses?
I don't know how they look like. I hope they do. But we do have the iconic minibuses back, right?
Correct.
Recently. So I think it will be like long-form kind of buses.
I just want something that has the same appeal as the minibus. I think the minibuses...
The nostalgic.
Look, I mean, when you see a minibus, the first thing you think of is like, oh, Malaysia.
Yes.
And I
yes.
just kind of want that. So anyway, on that note, the World Resources Institute released two reports which pointed out that transitioning to electric buses is actually a pretty challenging process. And that's why a lot of countries are actually struggling to adopt the system.
Yeah, exactly. So there are more than 17% electric buses in the world right now, about 430,000 total, but 99% of them are in China, where there's a national mandate that promotes all sorts of electric vehicles. So the World Resources Institute says the number one thing that people forget about electric buses is that they need to get charged.
Yeah.
So the report says no one talks about these charging stations, and this is a factor that should be taken into account, because these stations are so expensive. It costs more than 2.5 million ringgit just for a basic depot charger, and those on-route charging stations, which are more practical for us, can cost up to 7 million ringgit each. And we are not even taking into account the cost of the construction, power grids, and the land purchase in high value urban areas, which is really, really expensive now. So it's a mix of technological, financial, political will, and also institutional challenges, which are keeping countries like Malaysia years away from fully adopting electric buses. So you know, but at least we are taking baby steps now, I think.
Yeah, I do also wonder whether the tickets would be more expensive.
Yes.
If you're going to add all this extra cost just to get it going, right?
Right. Then so, yeah, if you're wondering why 100 buses only, why not more? But this is the problem.
Can.
The charging stations.
Yeah. Moving on then to the FBM KLCI, Bursa Malaysia has suspended short selling activities of Datasonic Group. What's happening there?
Yeah, so Datasonic shares took a sharp fall this morning, forcing Bursa Malaysia to suspend the short selling activities for the second time since last week. So it fell 7 cents this morning. On Wednesday last week, it dropped 36 cents when the first suspension happened. So the company also requested Bursa to remove its counter from the short-selling list. Starbiz reported recently that Datasonic clarified that the company's ability to secure its contract to supply passport chips to the government was based on merit. And its deputy MD was quoted saying there's misleading perception as to how the company actually secured the contract valued at 318.7 million ringgit in December 2015. So the short-selling would be activated again at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.